Michael Kimmel is one of the world's leading experts on men and masculinities. He is a distinguished professor of sociology and gender studies at Stony Brook University, where he founded the Center for the Study of Men and Masculinities in 2013. Michael is also a writer. He has delivered the International Women's Day annual lecture at the European Parliament, the European Commission, and the Council of Europe. Michael was recently called the world's most prominent male feminist in The Guardian.
Which means you strike a woman, you strike a rock. And that's what I grew up with.
Nothing can stop me in this mission, in this campaign of education.
You're listening to Gender Talks. Michael, welcome. How are you?
Nice to be with you, Suzanne.
You're a famous speaker who shows that gender equality is not only fair, but it's also smart. Why?
Well, there's several reasons why gender equality is important. And my job, my work has been to show how gender equality is also good for men. It's in men's interest as well as women's interest. And I say it's good because we know that equality is good for societies. It's the right thing to do. It's moral. So in that sense, it's good in the sort of sense of morality. But it's also smart. And the reason that I say that is the most gender equal companies, that is to say the companies that have the best policies for work-family balance, hiring, promotion, recruitment, retention, all those companies that are the most gender equal also are the most profitable. They are also the most, they have the best reputations. The countries that are most gender equal are the happiest. There is a direct correlation between gender equality and happiness. So if you look at the scales, for example, the surveys of the countries that are happiest, they tend to be the highest on the gender equality scale. The countries that are least happy tend to be the lowest. So it's not only the right thing to do, which is obvious to anyone who believes in democracy, that equality is a good thing, but it's not only the right thing to do, it's the smart thing to do. My position, what I try to add to that, is that it is also in men's interest to support gender equality, that men who are in more gender equal relationships live happier and healthier lives.
Actually, that was my next question. Why is gender equality so good for men too?
Okay, because we are not just men. We are also, every man has a relationship to a woman. Every man has a mother. Every man has women who are his partners, lovers, friends, wives, sisters, mothers, grandmothers, granddaughters, daughters, friends, colleagues. Every one of us is in relationship with women. We know that our lives are better when they're happier, right? When women are happier and healthier, we know that our lives are better when our kids are happier and healthier. When men are in more gender equal relationships, their children are happier. Their children are healthier. Their children do better in school. Who wouldn't want this? It's so obvious. And the best data of all is that the more gender equal our relationships, the healthier men are. That men are less likely to go to psychiatrists, less likely to be, less likely to go to the emergency room. More likely to get routine screenings, which are very important in maintaining your health. They're less likely to go to psychiatrists, less likely to take medication, less likely to be diagnosed with depression. So all of the evidence is that men benefit from gender equality in our personal lives and in our public lives in society.
How can we make men allies and get them active in this fight?
Well, my work on this has been very simple, has been to say, if you make simply the moral argument, gender equality is right, It's fair. It's just. It's the democratic way. You want to be part of the EU, you have to support gender equality. So that's the first step. But if you say just that, I don't think you really motivate men. They say, okay, they nod their head. They say, okay, I agree. But then they move on. So the second level then has to be, what I say is it's the argument that it's smart. Companies will do better. Countries will do better. The more gender equality, the better the society. And that can motivate some. But I think a direct appeal to men. Men, your life will be better if you support gender equality at home and at work. Your life will be better. So I'm trying to make the case that it is in men's interest to support gender equality. I mean, I don't want to just make a moral thing. Well, you should do it because it's the right thing to do. Yes, of course. But it's not only the right thing to do, not only the smart thing to do, but it's in your interest to do it. You will live better.
Do you think men are still afraid of support gender equality?
But here's the answer to the question, are men afraid to support gender equality, is contained in the question. Who are they afraid of? What would they be afraid of? And I think the answer is maybe they are. And here's why. Because if I say I support gender equality, will my male friends think I'm less of a man? Will my male friends say, oh, you're not a real man, as if not supporting women was the sign of a real man. And I say back to them the simplest thing. I have a wife, I have a sister, I have a mother, I am completely in support of gender equality because I know what it feels like to love women and want them to succeed.
Moving to corporate world, you talk about going from #MeToo to #MenToo. What do you mean by that?
Well, I think we have to bring men into that conversation of how the workplace has traditionally worked, how it has been that men that the unequal relations between women and men in the workplace has led to the Me Too movement. As long as it's about women, and men don't see themselves in the question, then we can't develop those kinds of alliances that we need to do to be allies to women. To be an ally to women in the Me Too era means learning how to support and challenge other men, right? We have to, so for example, let me give you a really concrete example of what that means. One of the things that holds women back is the inability or the discouraged, women are discouraged trying to balance work and family by, childcare, parental leave, et cetera. So what happens to women is they get pushed aside because they want to take time off to be with their children or whatever. But what happens when a man says, my wife's going to have a baby, so I want to take parental leave. Other men will say, I guess you're not committed to your job, are you? Or one guy told me, his supervisor said, okay, sure, you can take parental leave. I mean, we'll put you on the daddy track. You'll never make partner or anything, but you can do it. So of course he didn't. So what I'm saying is we need men to support other men. Let me give you a really good example. Recently, in the U.S., a professional football player, that's U.S. football, not soccer football, a professional football player said to his team, my wife's having a baby. You know, our professional football teams play on Sunday. So he said to the management, my wife's having a baby, and so I won't be there on Sunday because the baby is due on Friday and I'm going to be with her. And management said, if you don't play, you don't get paid. You have to make some sacrifices. We want you on the field. And you know what happened? His whole team said, no, that's wrong. He has his priorities right. He should be where, that's life. That's not just a game on a Sunday. That's life. And you know what? Management backed away. Management said, okay, you're right. So what? How did that happen? How did he get to do what's the right thing to do? Because he had support from other men, right? His teammates stood up for him. If he had been alone and had they hadn't stood up for him, he would have been punished. But because they stood up for him. So let me give you one more example. Just take another example just like that. The same, a similar, imagine a locker room and somebody says something racist or sexist and none of the other guys says anything, right? They're all quiet, all, you know, blah, you know, whatever. Well, a black person or woman in that situation might think, well, they all agree with it, right? They all agree with that because they didn't say anything. So we need men to support each other so that they can challenge each other. So if I say something like, oh, don't say that, that's wrong, I don't like that, that I know my teammates will say, you know, I agree, don't say that. Rather than, you know, have me just say, you know, well, I'm the bad person, right? You see what I'm saying? So we need to support each other and we need to challenge each other. And that's the position, that's how men, I think, can be allies.
Michael, it was a pleasure to have you here.
Thank you. Very, very nice to talk with you.